Welcome to Feminine Founder. I'm Caroline Pennington, your host. I'm a former executive search recruiter turned online entrepreneur. I created the Feminine Founder podcast for women who are navigating their professional life, starting their entrepreneurial journey, or growing and scaling epic companies. So if any of these resonate with you, you are in the right place, friend. Hey girl, I want to jump on here today to talk about something that has been coming up in conversations that I've been having. Recently, I met with an individual who is starting a podcast, and they wanted to chat with me about what the podcast journey actually looked like. And when I started digging into the conversation, I was seeing something that was very clear, that this person was getting caught up in the perfectionism and that everything had to be perfect before they could start. And the reality is that's not true at all. I literally started this podcast. I went down a rabbit hole. Actually, I looked at my husband and said, I'm starting a podcast. And a week later, I got started. I had no clue what I was doing. I had no clue about any of it. I knew that I interviewed people for a living for my recruiting job, but I had no clue what went into the back end of a podcast and all the work that it is. And I'm so blessed and so grateful to go on this podcast journey, but it's a lot more than just interviewing. And so in the conversation I understood that there was some hangups with, you know, deciding on the exact tech to get, or deciding whether or not you had to have a full website built, or whether or not you needed a trademark on your podcast name. And I literally had none of that. I went down a rabbit hole on a blog and just started taking action. So I followed the blog, exactly what to do, how to set it up, what tech to use, what mic to order, how to get my music set up. And I just got started. And that's the only thing that I can say to you is whatever it is that you are looking to accomplish, whether it be starting a business or starting a podcast or starting a new hobby, just wrap your head around that in the beginning, you are going to suck at it. And it's okay if you go back and look and listen to the very first episodes that I did with this podcast. It was very sporadic. I did one episode in February. I was hesitant to record another episode, so I waited another month. And then you can just tell in the cadence in the episodes exactly what was going on in my head. And I'm here to encourage you just to start. When you just start and take action, it literally is just like you are depositing money into a bank account. The money compounds, and your little actions end up being big results. And one thing I would encourage you not to do, and I'm guilty of this too, I've been on this podcast journey a year and 2 months now. And sometimes, whether it's the Feminine Founder podcast or my wine drinkware product, Chilled Vino, I will sit there and compare it to someone who's been on their journey for 3 years or 5 years. And I'll sit there and think, why don't I have this? Or why is it not there? And you can't do that either, because you're on your own unique journey. And you need to keep in mind that, be proud of yourself just for starting. And you have, once you start, you have to keep going though. Because if you want to set yourself up for success, success doesn't look like someone that's quit on their business or quit on their podcast. So you have to keep going within it if this is something that you're truly interested in. And I will say that starting this podcast has been one of the best things I've done for myself professionally. I've met the most amazing human beings through it. And I'm so grateful to be here and have the opportunity to talk to you guys twice a week. I love my interviews on Tuesdays and my solos now on Thursdays. So I'm just so grateful for you guys for being here. And I'm here to encourage you that no matter what you are wanting to start, make sure that you keep in mind to keep the progress in mind and don't get stuck in perfectionism. So I hope this helps. Until next time.